All right. Happy Saturday, everybody. How's everyone enjoying their outpost? Good? Good? All right. Welcome to the Making Our Mark panel. We're going to be talking about some fan games and mods. You may have a familiar face up here already from another earlier panel. We're going to be talking about what mods are, why we make them, and we'll feature some of these guys' content up here as well. First off, I am Duststorm. I am the owner and host of a podcast called Pod Tackler. We're a weekly Halo podcast covering anything from Halo news to community projects, Forge stuff, 405th, Machinima, artwork, anything that falls under the umbrella of Halo, we talk about it. And then the first co-panelist I have is Scorch, so introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Scorch052. I am the lead developer, kind of, for Operation Trebuchet. It's a total conversion mod that basically puts Halo in a military simulator game called Arma 3.
And we got Spiral.
Hi, I'm Spiral Heempy. Sometimes I go by Spiral, but in person, I'm Paul. I'm the lead developer for Heretic Hunt, a mod for Halo Custom Edition.
So who here has either played a Halo CE mod or have looked into it at all? No one?
Oh.
All right, so okay, one person. But I think you've been here before. So, all right. So we're going to go over some of the basics. So what is a mod? Anything that is community created to make modifications to a game to change the way it works, to add new features or capabilities, add some new content, add new storyline. So what these gentlemen have done is taken the game and added their own assets, weapons, campaigns, scripting, and all that kind of stuff to make a custom experience that they want to make and play. And it's reusing some content, but a lot of content is originally made, whether it's textures, new skins, new models, all that kind of stuff. And mods are typically limited to the game engine that they're made in. So for Heretic Hunt, it's made in Halo's Custom Edition. And then for Operation Trebuchet, it's made in a game called Arma 3. A lot of the content is community developed from a sense of having to come up with your own stuff and not run into copyright issues. So a lot of the developers are not going to directly support mods, but thankfully 343 is very supportive of that. So one of the reasons why we get to do this panel. So a lot of mods expand the games in existing ways, and I don't know if we'll get to this in a little bit, but for Custom Edition, there's lots of different things that Custom Edition supports through the modding tools and capabilities that really make it to where you can create almost anything in Halo. So what's that experience been for you within Halo CE?
With Halo CE, I feel like out of all the things I've used, aside from a raw game engine like Unreal, I can do just about anything. It's not limited to like simple edits for multiplayer maps or anything like that. You could do full-blown like voice acting with characters that represent them, take them into your own mission, throw your own Spartan in there. You can do a multiplayer map where you play as teddy bears, Teletubbies. You could drive a Scarab like on Blood Gulch if you wanted to. You could do literally anything that the engine can handle and push it beyond that in some points with Halo Custom Edition.
And then for Arma 3, it's kind of adding a new way to experience Halo with the fact that Arma 3 kind of is a different experience than a normal first-person shooter.
Yeah, so with Arma 3, it's a lot more open. One of the biggest drives of Arma 3 is the sandbox environment. So kind of like like how Halo has Forge, Arma 3 is very open about modding. The developer, Bohemia Interactive, their modding pretty much builds their games and carries their games in a lot of ways. So they're very helpful about that. Have a lot of tools, just like Halo CE. They have editing kits, developer tools that we can use that give us a lot of freedom to do what we want to do.
So we don't have any representation of fan games for this location, but fan games are another avenue for people to create their own content and give back to the community that they're a part of. A lot of the popular ones out there are Installation 01, Project Contingency, and there's a few other smaller ones being developed, but that's where the community will go and use other game engines, or some are daring enough to create their own and make their own experiences that are similar to that of the game that they're trying to mimic or kind of change in a way that they feel is a goal for them for that project. It draws a lot of inspiration from the particular franchise or game or universe that they're trying to build their game for. And it is, does utilize a lot of the assets that are made from an IP, so you have to kind of be careful with that. Either get developers explicit permission to use those, or you have to come up and make your own textures, models, and all that kind of stuff. And there's one phrase that, for Halo fans, lets us do it. That one right there. So that's the game content usage rules, which allows these guys to actually do what they do without getting into legal trouble.
Yep.
Halo and Microsoft's game studios has been very gracious and very appreciative of the fans that are going out there and making this kind of stuff. So for them to recognize that this is an art form and something that these fans are willing to make and really give back to the community is something that I think very few other games have the ability to do. So
definitely the 343 is really helpful with that too. I can't speak for Heretic Hunt or anything like that, but 343 has personally helped Operation Trebuchet a good bit. They've given us reference, answered some of our more obscure questions. They've been really helpful in that regard. And they're just in general very helpful and supportive of community projects like ours.
Due to this usage rules and stuff like that, most of these projects, I would say a vast majority of them, are run off of volunteers. So it's all passionate people doing what they love.
Yeah. There's also a little other underlying thing if you read the full content usage rules where you can't make money off of it. So a lot of these mods or artworks that you see from the community is all for free because they can't make any money off of it. So some of the origins of Halo modding tools, we have Halo Custom, we have Custom Game Options with Combat Evolve, which kind of gives a little bit of customizability with how you experience the game. So being able to change different game mode parameters, like spawn time changes or flag return changes. So that's kind of the first quote-unquote modding capabilities within Halo, or changing the way that you experience the game. And then with Halo Custom Edition that was released by Gearbox, that introduced unofficially the tool set that was used to create the game. So you could actually recreate a lot of the assets or pull them out, redo them, change them up a little bit, and then put them out again. And you'll see a lot of different projects take full advantage of that, whether it's reskinning a weapon or trying to inject a new weapon into the Halo CE sandbox. And we'll see from the Heretic Hunt stuff that a lot of the additional weapons and other items that came in after Halo Combat Evolved kind of made their way backtracked into Custom Edition because of these tools being made available. So Custom Edition for PC really let the community build out their own campaigns, multiplayer maps, models, weapons. And then for Forge Mode, we kind of got our first foray into modding in a way for the actual Halo games. And I don't know how much you've done as far as Forge, but do you have any experience to kind of contrast Forge and modding tools?
Forge is a lot more simplistic and a lot less controllable when it comes to like lighting quality and map quality. Obviously, if you do something in 3ds Max or Maya, you can light it, render it there, and it'll look fantastic in game. While in Forge, you kind of just depend on hitting up on the D-pad and hope the lighting gets right. But I used to Forge a lot back in the day, Halo 3, stuff like that. I would help my friend make maps, like, you know, run or die on sand trap, stuff like that. But since then, with Halo Custom Edition, I've went back and revisited those maps and made them completely custom of my own. I've taken some of my old creations and made it my own, its own standalone map with AI or story to it, or multiplayer with its own weapon set. It's been a journey.
And then what's it like on the Armor 3 side? What kind of mod tools that you have over there to create the stuff that you guys do?
So Armor 3 actually has an editor for making missions, different things you want to do. It's a lot like Forge, but it's a lot more powerful. So, like, if you want to have these guys and these guys fight each other, you can put them down and we'll just watch the AI fight each other. You can participate. You can put vehicles. It's basically Forge Plus. And then with the modding side of things, it's a lot more like Halo CE, where it's a little more developer-oriented. So it's not quite as simple. I would definitely say Forge is more intuitive. And in a lot of ways, Forge is probably, you know, playing Halo 3 back in the day. It's probably what pushed me to want to do more stuff like modding, just because of the freedom Forge offered me.
Cool. So now's the time to show off these guys' project. But before we do that, I want to kind of get a little more history behind you guys. We'll start with you, Scorch. How did you get, I mean, you kind of alluded to it a little bit, but how did you get involved with modding and how has it gotten you to where you are today with being a developer for the Operation Trebuchet mod?
So I've been playing the game that Operation Trebuchet is a mod for a while, Arma 3. I played it since it came out, played Arma 2, played Arma 1. Been a veteran of that series, also a veteran of Halo. Arma was actually the first game I ever modded. I think in Arma 2, I made a couple of mods just for fun, and then Arma 3 was just a natural progression. One day I saw a forum post that said, hey guys, Halo and Arma seems like it'd be pretty cool, let's try it. And I was like, absolutely, yeah, let's try it. And it was slow going at first. You know, we spent a couple months, we got our first untextured assault rifle in the game, and we were ecstatic. We were like, this is awesome. And fast forward to 5 years later, we are where we are today. So yeah, it was really just a matter of persistence and commitment, passion.
What about you? How'd you get your start with modding?
With modding? Back when I was like 10 years old, something like that, there was a game called Star Wars Galactic Battlegrounds. Oh. It was an RTS Star Wars game, one of the best RTS Star Wars games I ever played. It had a map editor, along with a script editor to make your own missions. I kind of started making my own like characters. I remember making a Gungan, you know, the people that Jar Jar is. I made my own Gungan because I was a kid and liked Jar Jar. That eventually evolved into Warcraft 3 modding. If Warcraft 3 had an editing kit, you could also make your own campaign and stuff like that. I'm happy that they made a remake recently, but after that, Forge got me into Halo making, and then eventually I started seeing the Halo Custom Edition mods from like 2004 and onwards, and I was curious what that was, and then I jumped into it, and that's how I got started.
What's kind of one of those things, if people wanted to get involved with modding, you would suggest a good starting point?
I would definitely suggest you pick a thing and learn how to get good at it. A lot of people, they want to do a little bit of everything, which is, you know, that's fine. You can do that. But if you want to, say, make a really cool weapon, learn how to model the weapon, learn how to texture the weapon, learn how to, configure it. Do it in stages, basically, so that it doesn't seem so intimidating. One of the biggest problems I see, I get people all the time who want to join the team and help us out, but they're not very experienced. And so they just take on, like, the biggest project ever. Like, I want to make, you know, a whole Spartan, or I want to make this awesome spaceship. And you kind of have to start with the fundamentals. Like, that's why if you ever learn how to model, the first thing they'll tell you to make is like a box, because you have to learn, you have to practice. That's how you get good at pretty much anything. So definitely don't shoot for the moon. That would be my best advice for getting started.
That is exactly what I did. I shot for the moon. Heretic Hunt, I've been working on that since I was 15 years old. I'm 23 now, and I'm still working on it. I know how to program, model, animate, like a bunch of things. I didn't need to do that. But I'm grateful that I did for my own sake. But if you're looking to get something done, something to show everyone in a reasonable amount of time, definitely do the focusing. Pick an area. Be expert at one thing. And then from there, you can shoot for other things. Dabble a little bit, but don't go for the moon.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and jump on into Operation Trebuchet. And this is where you'll take over. Do you want to go in the trailer, or do you want to introduce this a little bit?
Let's show the trailer first.
All right.
The trailer kind of does a lot of the talking for itself.
All right, so enjoy this trailer.
It's really exciting. Those of you in line over there, take a look.
Yeah, so I was actually going to say that. For those unfamiliar, and for those who may not be as familiar with Halo lore, this actually covers mostly the conflict that happens before the games. If you've read the books or things like that, it talks about there's actually a human versus human conflict that occurs between the outer colonies and Earth and the inner colonies. As you notice at the end of that trailer, there's some Covenant stuff as well. We recently just started investing a lot more resources into doing Covenant things. Our issues in the past were that Covenant assets and stuff were a little harder to implement because Arma's a more realistic game. It's more tailored to like people walking around, so animations and things are difficult, but we've made a lot of progress there, so there's more Covenant assets, and there's more on the way, so.
And we've got a couple screenshots of the of the game.
I'll do just a brief overview of the project, how it got started, how it's going, and things like that. Like I said, started when I saw me and several other people saw a post on the Arma 3 forums that just said, hey, Halo and Arma, that'd be really cool. Let's try it. And we did. We picked people up along the way. Some people dropped off. Real life happens. So we lose members, gain members. We try to keep a pretty open development team. So we're pretty large. I think at this point, there's about, I want to say about 15 of us in total. And it's ranged anywhere from 5 to 25 at any given point. We all work on it. We all try and implement our own things. We have a pretty loose policy in terms of development. People make what they want to make, and then we try to put it in. Things that are core to the experience, like the Warthog and the Pelican and stuff, we kind of prioritize a little bit more. But if you've played like Halo Wars, you'll recognize that there was a Grizzly in there too. We try to use some of the vehicles that don't get as much screen time, you could say, in the Halo games to kind of fill out that sandbox. So if you wanted to drive, let's say, like a forklift, we've got a forklift in there. If you wanted to drive like the carts from the ships that load stuff onto the Pelicans, you can drive those because Arma 3 is a sandbox game. And one of the coolest things about Halo is all the different things they give us to mess around with and like forge and everything. So that was a big ethos for us in development.
Someone had fun with that oil barrel.
Yeah. So all of these screenshots actually are from our community. They're created by community members. And we basically took them, had a little contest, said, hey, take your coolest screenshots with our stuff, and we'll show them off to everybody. So I think this one,
I can go back.
Yeah, I think that last one is by someone named, I want to say his name's Dragon Lord Gaming. I can't quite remember, but yeah, I want to give him a shout out. I think going forward, our goals are going to be definitely to give the Covenant some love. That's a question we get every day. Where are the Covenant things? Why can't I kill grunts and jackals? Where are the hunters? So we're going to try and do a little bit more work on that. We're also going to try and fill out the sandbox stuff for the UNSC. But we also want to give the Insurrection some love too, because part of what got our project started was that we felt like that was, in a lot of ways, a really underrepresented part of the Halo lore. It's a little, you know, been there, done that with humans fighting humans. But I still think it's interesting. I think it has interesting potential. We're trying to work on some narrative stuff, some campaigns. For now, it's really just a lot of content in a sandbox environment, but we want to try and do a little bit more with it where we can.
Cool. So yeah, we'll take more questions towards the end about both of these projects, but we're going to jump on over to CE3, which kind of leads into Heretic Hunt. So we've got this little trailer, kind of a nice little montage of a bunch of different Halo CE mods that are out there and made, so enjoy. So those were all within Halo Combat Evolved.
All in the Halo PC. 1 engine. That was all done on Halo 1 PC.
Even the Minecraft one and some of those other weird-looking games.
Yeah, there's some really weird things in there, but it's all done on the same thing that was ran on Halo Combat Evolved 15 years ago.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 now.
So tell us a little bit about Heretic Hunt.
Heretic Hunt. So I run this personal single-player campaign project. I'm working on this mostly solo with help from the community. Not a whole team behind it. Again, like I said earlier, I've been doing this since I was 15, so that's why it's not done. It's about the events during Halo 2 with the Heretics. Next slide. That right there is all in Halo 1. That's not in Halo 2. And as you can see, he's holding something cool there, a needle pistol. That's my own custom weapon. It's within the books as well. The Halo needle pistol is mentioned one time with an elite general that was mentioned. So I thought I might as well just include it in here. Heretic Hunt is about two perspectives, one from a heretic, the guy from the slide before, and another one, a member of the Silent Shadow, those elites with the red energy swords you saw in like Halo Evolution and in the comic books as well. You play as that guy. You play as one of those guys with the red energy sword. And considering that the heretics were as much of a threat as they are, and they sent an entire Arbiter to go and deal with them, I thought the Silent Shadow was appropriate to be sent as well. So I'll explain more after the trailer. The trailer kind of explains a lot better than I do. So that was Heretic Hunt. I've been working on that for way too long. As you can see, I ported a lot of the content from future Halo games into this one. I'm trying to keep it lore-friendly while adding my own at the same time. keeping two perspectives from two different characters, managing voice actors, things like that. It's been quite a journey so far. And that trailer is from 2016, and quality has only increased since then. And again, that was not Halo 2. That was all in the Halo 1 engine. And just like everything Custom Edition, these mods are completely free. Halo Custom Edition mods are completely free. As long as you have a CD key of Halo Combat Evolved PC, you can download Custom Edition using that key for free and get this mod when it's out and many other mods that are already out completely free.
All right, so now we'll take some Q&A. If you guys have any questions about modding in general or these projects specifically, now's the time. And you want to pull that microphone? So come up and use this microphone if you have a question. Oh. Try now.
Hello?
There you go.
Here
you
go.
And stand up over here so you don't get feedback.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I have a question about a mod that I didn't see up there, Lumoria. I learned a couple days ago about the original version off the Halo CE engine.
Get closer.
Halo CE engine. And I also have known, because I have SPV3, that it's been remastered by SPV3.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any plan for any of these other older mods to be, you know, worked by, like, remastered themselves? Or...
So with Lumoria specifically, I think a lot of that team has kind of halted development with their specific version of it. And I believe the SPV3 team kind of approached them about it to inquire about doing a remaster, which is why they did that. But I don't think there's any specific group that's targeted out there to remastering any mods or retouching up. It was just, I think in that specific situation, one of those things where the SPV3 team really saw that Lumoria was a very well-known one. They wanted to kind of give it a refresh and give it an update for like 2019, for so to speak. But I don't think there's a specific group out there that's going and purposely refreshing any of these mods.
Oh, okay. Can I ask another question? Or
sure.
Go ahead.
I wanted to ask about Heretic Hunt.
Yes.
Very good-looking mod. You said you've been working on it since... You were 15.
Yes.
So, okay. Uses a lot of Halo 2, assets. I get the joke there of when it's released, but I'm a little impatient. Will it be within the next 2 to 3 years? Can we get that?
You're committing the cardinal sin right now.
If this takes more than 3 years, I will straight up cancel it and release everything I have to the public. I'm shooting for within the next 3 years to get this thing out there because I'm tired. I switched majors from comp sci to 3D entertainment. I was originally comp sci because of this mod. Thank goodness I know programming and stuff like that. But this thing has been influencing my life way more than I wanted it to. But I'm having a lot of fun.
Good. Well, thank you for indulging me and answering my questions. It looks very beautiful. I hope to get to play it soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Go ahead and come on up.
Also, regarding remakes that you just asked, SPV3 is actually taking Firefight Descent, if you know that map, and making their own Firefight version about it. They have no information right now. They just publicly stated that they are remaking that Firefight map. As am I, making an alternate version of that as well, but that's not what this panel's about.
I've got a question. Is there actually a sort of demo of Heretic Hunt out yet, or is there any sort of like short play demo or any sort of thing like that?
Heretic Hunt, the 2016 build from that trailer, is within my testing group. They can play it. There's boss battles, stuff like that. It's really interesting. There's a needle rifle, but it's not quite ready for the public to see, in my opinion.
Oh, okay. Do you have plans of releasing a demo beforehand, or?
Of course. With Project Extermination, Takedown Extermination, that was a project made by Matthew Dratt, who runs Halo CE3. He did this thing with his project. He made it like a little prequel intro mission, and I plan to do that as well to get people settled into what I have to come in the future.
Awesome. Thank you.
Cool. Anyone else with a question?
Heck yeah. Come up here. We love questions. It's very exciting.
This may be a little bit off base for what you guys were aiming for, but since nobody else is coming up. So since you guys are obviously focused on the custom edition side of the modding, is there any sort of like overlap or intellectual back and forth with people who work on Halo mods for other things. A big one being, for somebody like me who plays Arma, Operation Trebuchet, which is, for people who are both Arma and Halo fans, a pretty big deal.
There's been some run-ins positively where some assets were shared, and run-ins negatively where modders have taken assets from other mods without permission. So the pools we...
Yeah, I've heard there's been a little bit of drama in that regard.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to name any names, but yeah, with the map editor, we've had some issues when you see other people's mods in your mod without permission. It's really scary, but within the modding community, we talk to each other a lot and give each other feedback, test each other games and stuff. When it comes to like crossplay between two mods or something like that, it's hasn't been done quite a lot.
Yeah, right. To kind of piggyback off and provide another answer. In terms of like CE collaborating with other mods, we do try to talk to like SPV3. I've had a couple conversations with Masters, like talking about sharing assets. The main problem is that CE, great game, people make it look really good, but still a 15-year-old engine. So there are a lot of assets that are made for that engine that work for that engine and look good in that engine, but do not translate very well.
Yeah, some of the texture work, we are very limited on what we can do in terms of like actual texture and models. Like they're like PBR texturing shaders and like other like dynamic light maps and stuff like that that other games have. The texture types just don't quite correlate to other games. So porting the assets is sometimes just not possible without redoing the entire textures or models.
Yeah, and at that point, you end up doing more work in the attempt to save work than you would just making a new asset.
Fair enough. Thank you.
Sure. No problem.
And I'll add a comment to that, too. We've actually had the privilege of having quite a few different mods on our podcast, and there is quite a few people that will actually be working on multiple mods or fan projects. So you will have people working on like SPV3 and Lemuria, having that crossover there. And then maybe someone's working on Arma, who might be working on Sins of the Prophets, because there's some ship sharing between those two mods or something like that. So there's a lot of, I think, camaraderie within the modding and fan game community. So you will see a lot of that crossover, and you'll see a lot of sharing. And to kind of what you alluded earlier, there is a lot of support from the developers on if they have a question of like, hey, is our development of this particular ship model or weapon, is this canonically accurate? And they'll give feedback on whether or not it actually kind of falls within the guidelines of what the Halo mythos is.
Yeah, absolutely. A couple of the developers for Operation Trebuchet also work on other projects as well. One of our developers also works on Installation 01. They're a great group of guys over there. They're doing great work. We had another developer who was in charge of another project. It was a mod for Homeworld, and it was called Homefront. It was basically put Halo in the Homeworld area. He is unfortunately no longer a member of the team, but he still did great work, and he does great work on that mod. Sins of the Prophets, we've also had help with them, talked to them a couple times. So yeah, I'd say in general, when it comes to Halo modding, it's pretty tight-knit. Everybody kind of tries to help each other out where they can. You know, we all do the same kind of work. You know, it's a little different between the games, but we all still respect each other and the work we're doing, so we try to help each other where we can.
Regards to connections, half of the graphical mods in Custom Edition that are even possible is thanks to a man named Corman, and now he works at 343 fixing MCC. After all the scripts, all the coding he did to make the engine look beautiful, like, look where it got him. He's now working on Halo. It's astonishing.
It really is. Good question, though. Any other questions? No? Okay. Well, before we wrap up, I will ask you guys a general question. For anyone who wants to help support mods, aside from like maybe diving into modding, what's the kind of the big things that you're looking for as far as support? Whether it's testing or
just like supporting the mod in general?
Yeah.
Just play it. Have fun with it. Tell your friends about it. Have fun with your friends with it. You know, exposure is everything. There are a lot of people, I believe at least, there are a lot of people who would love a lot of the mods out there for CE or for other games that may not even know they exist. To this day, I still know people who don't realize that Custom Edition is a thing. So if you find something cool, tell your friends about it. Make sure people know about it. If you care about it, tell people about it. Share it. You know, spread it.
Yeah, tell them you could drive a scarab in Halo Custom Edition. That'll definitely get them there. You can nuke your friends with a longsword. It's really annoying, but except when you're the one doing it.
Yep. Unless you blow yourself up.
Yeah, definitely spread the word. That's the main thing you can help with. And for developers like me who are solo, it really means a lot when you comment on our YouTube videos and say, "Are you still alive?" It just makes it sound like we're dead and we abandoned you guys and makes us feel terrible, and then we return. It's really, really helpful when you guys do that. Having a fan base, even as small as it is for Custom Edition or just a single project within Custom Edition, makes me feel warm inside.
Yeah, just don't ask when it's coming out. Don't ask for a release date and you're fine.
Yeah. You could say, "Hey, is there an update?" Don't be like, "Hey, when's the release date, please?" You know,
when it's ready. It's been a very common theme recently.
When it's ready, it's ready.
Yeah. All right. Last chance for questions. Okay. Well, thanks everyone for coming out to the panel. Enjoy the rest of your outpost. We'll be hanging around here a little bit. If there's any kind of follow up where you guys want to meet these folks one on one, we're going to take a quick picture. But other than that, thank you for attending.
Yep. Tell your friends.
And one quick thing, unfortunately, I don't have a full list of mods, but if you just do a quick search on the Halo subreddit, you'll find a thread with an updated list of different Halo mods and fan projects, and there's like 30 or 40 of them out there, so there are plenty out there. Go search for it, find a mod, go support it.